let's talk about why you decided to do this a couple of years ago.
Absolutely, Mike. And I could not do this without you and the Morning Information Center and our friends through Binney Media, because you and I had this conversation. 3 years ago, Arlington National Cemetery was going to cancel their laying of the wreaths on veterans' graves because of COVID. And I got really cranky, but then I looked and we didn't do it here in Dover. So in 3 weeks, you know, you and I and Jack Heath and others pulled together thousands of wreaths and hundreds of volunteers to honor our fallen veterans here in Dover. The Pine Hill Cemetery is host to patriots who fought in the Revolutionary War, all the way up including the War on Terror. And at this point in time, we were so busy and very focused on family and friends and year-end, and it gives you a chance to take a moment, pause, thank a veteran who fought for so much of what we have today. We have Vietnam veterans who are now passing, and we're seeing them more and more. I go out and read every single headstone in the cemeteries that we do, because I put a little utility flag down so that when it snows, we can find them again, honor them, move the snow, say their name, thank them for their service. And the folks of the Seacoast in New Hampshire have stepped up every single time and have helped this. It's $20. If you go to wreathsofhonor.com, you can buy a wreath, donate $5. I know times are tough. We were just talking about, you know, here on the Morning Information Center about the cost of home heating oil. I know times are hard. But ladies and gentlemen, these folks, a lot of them died in battle for us. And all I'm asking for is $5, $10. You know, friends like, you know, Sheila Cagulari has donated. Margaret Culp has donated. Martha Haley has donated. I have to thank our friends at M&T Bank. Mike, this has been a challenge raising money financially. But M&T Bank, they have 25 branches here in New Hampshire. They heard about this. They brought me into their offices, and they donated $5,000 to make sure that we honor our veterans properly here in New Hampshire.
You know, and you've done this. This will be the third year. And what I find amazing is the reaction from some of the families,
yes,
who may not have known about this program, have heard about it through our conversations on the radio and through newspaper reports as well. And they are so impressed by the community's outpouring of love for these veterans who have passed away and have given the ultimate sacrifice to this country, their life, obviously. And it's just, during the holidays, obviously, it's about giving back. It's about season of giving. It's not about gifts and things like that. It's about coming together, showing a little kindness, making a difference in people's lives, and doing some good things. And you have done that with the help of so many volunteers. And talk about some of the reactions from some of the families, because they are very emotional about it, and they are very, very thankful for what the volunteers and you leading these volunteers have done over the years.
Absolutely, Mike, and thank you for making me cry on my birthday. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And you've been there, because you immediately volunteered, and you come and you play this great patriotic music as people arrive through the cemetery. They hear the sounds across those acres of, you know, we honor you. It's one where there's a young man named Brandon who served in Afghanistan, and he died. And he's buried at Pine Hill Cemetery. And his mom and his sister and his brother come out every year. They'll be out there this year. And she didn't know this many people loved and honored her son. She felt alone, and she wasn't. When you look out and you see 2,000 wreaths, that bright, deep evergreen with a bright, bright red ribbon on them, and you see 150, 175 volunteers. Mike, you and I did this last year. It was sheets of rain.
I was going to say, we've done it in all types of weather.
Dude.
And it was cold. It was miserable. But you know what? The music was there. People were there. They were bundled up.
And
they put the wreaths together. And then you gave them the roll call to get out there and put them on the gravesites. And people did it.
And no one complained.
We had snow on the ground. We had rain. It was not very good weather for that. Hoping for better weather on the 17th. This is December 17th, and you can volunteer. You can just show up at Pine Hill Cemetery
absolutely.
And help us put the wreaths together, then place them on the veterans' graves.
At 10 a.m., the first year, the story that has always stuck with me from year one was I was out putting out little utility flags.
Mm.
You know, and sometimes I have to keep myself, you know, because I talk to everyone I meet on there. I'm like, you know, hi, Robert. Hi, Sally. You know, good morning. And so, you know, when people walk by, they'll say, like, what are you doing with those flags? I'm saying, well, I'm installing high-speed cable. They need better broadband service here. Some people get the joke. Some people didn't get the joke. But I was out there placing the flags, and there was a gentleman about 10 rows over, and he's like 6'4", bear gut, big beard, had his motorcycle cut leather on. And he stared at me, and he just like beeline straight across the cemetery church, across every headstone. Just he's focused on me. And I'm like, this is not going to go well. This is not going to go well. And he comes up. He's like, what are you doing? I said, yeah. You know, I introduced myself, told him what I was doing. And then, Mike, he told me a story that broke my heart, but also reinforced my heart. He said, my older brother died in Vietnam. And when they brought him home, my parents didn't want to put on his headstone that he served in Vietnam, because during that time in America, people were desecrating the graves of Vietnam veterans. That was wrong. He said, so my brother's lying there for all eternity, and no one will know that he served in Vietnam except for me. He goes, can I take one of those little flags and put it in there so you can, you know, honor him? Because, you know, I live in, you know, Colorado, wherever he lived. And I said, of course. And then he asked one last question. He just said, can I give you a hug? Mm. So, welling up now, gave him a hug, and he said, thank you for remembering my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, this isn't about you or me or even those who have passed. It's about the families who are here today who know that their loved one. You know, right around now, I'm going to get a $20 bill from a woman in St. Louis, Missouri, who she found out through newspaper reports that we placed a wreath on her dad's grave. And she said, thank you for remembering him. You know, I like to buy a wreath. I can't make it out there. You know, there's a gentleman who lives here in Barrington. He said, I'm a veteran. I'm 93 years old. I'm not as mobile as I used to be. But my wife is there at St. Mary's Cemetery. If I tell you where she is and I sent you $20, is there any way you could put a wreath down there? Because when I was serving overseas in Korea, she was taking care of our kids. She goes, she really served. Mm. He goes, I knew what I was doing. She didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
He goes, could you please do that for me? And so if he's listening this morning, sorry, Mr. Hines, I found your wife. And I put a flag down. And on December 17th, we're going to honor her.
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Take a breath. Take a breath. I want to alert people to go to the website, wreathsofhonor.com. Where you can honor a fallen patriot this holiday season by placing a wreath on the graveside of these patriots and help us honor the fallen. This will be the third, and we're going to do this. We're going to get there. And we have patriots, as Matt has mentioned, who have fought all the way back to the Revolutionary War through the War on Terror. So you can help donate. Wreaths cost $20 each, not a lot. You have wasted $20, I'm sure, on some sort of thing before, and you can not waste it this week and by donating $20 each. It's important. It's really about giving back, and I say making a difference and doing some good things and kind things, and we need more kindness in the world, and this is a wonderful event. And I'm just amazed at all the volunteers that come out, and there are many, many people that come out no matter what the weather is. And this year, we hope to do it again. We will find a way to get that money. I'm sure we will find a way to get that money. People will come through. You know, it's like a Field of Dreams. You know, if you build it, they will come. I think people will be there again.
Yeah. And Mike, if they don't, you know, I'm going to talk to you. You know, my credit union, and talk to M&T Bank, and I'll take out a personal loan and pay for this if I have to. But this is going to happen. We're going to honor 2,000 veterans.
And people can support this right through the website, right?
Yes, please.
There's a donate button right on the top of the website.
You can donate. You can volunteer. You can just pass the word. If you take it and, you know, share it on Facebook, share it on your social media, the more people who get involved, the better. One thing that I failed to mention, Mike, was that we have an amazing donor who gave 2 Celtics tickets to the February 8th Boston Celtics 76ers game.
Mm-hmm.
These are in Loge 19. These are on the lower seats, so they're great seats, $800 value. He donated them, so everyone who buys a wreath in $20 increments will be placed into a raffle, And on the morning of the 17th, we're going to announce the winner of those two Celtics tickets.
Very nice.
So even if you want to buy $800 worth of Celtics tickets for a $20 donation, you can. It's so everyone will be entered in increments of 20, but if you can give $5, it makes a difference. That buys the ribbon. You know, if you whatever you can do, we'll utilize. It's dollar in, dollar out. Oh, important. This is not a program of the VA. This is not a program of our great American Legion or VFWs. This is, you know, Matt Mayberry, Mike Pomp, Jack Heath, and 200 other friends and volunteers said, we want to honor these veterans. We want to right this wrong. We want that veteran who died in Korea to be honored.
Absolutely. All right. So this year we're placing 2,000 wreaths. The first 1,000 wreaths will be placed at Pine Hill Cemetery in Dover. The next 1,000 will be placed at St. Mary's Cemetery. You can participate in the preparation and the wreath laying as well. December 17th, it'll be a week from Saturday, 10 a.m. We'll have a little bit of a ceremony, moment of silence.
Kelly Ayotte's going to come out and speak.
Oh, she'll be there? That'd be wonderful.
She's going to be there.
It'd be good to see her again. That'd be great. Great. Looking forward to it. And go to the website, wreathsofhonor.com. That is the main website, wreathsofhonor.com. And there's a donate button right in the top right-hand corner. Matt, I can't say enough about how you have inspired people to do this, and you have injected a lot of energy into this program. And we will do this. I promise you, we will do this.
It's, you know, for Mr. Hines, who's sitting in Barrington, who wants to honor his wife. It's for that woman, you know, in the Midwest who wants to honor her dad. Do this for the families who are here today, because they're coming. You see it, Mike. You've seen it. You know, the widows and widowers, they're out there. When 200 people come out and they see those, we have not forgotten their loved ones.
It's an amazing event, Matt. Great idea. Great idea about giving back in this season of giving, this season of thanks as well. Thank you, Matt. Good to see you.
Mike, thank you so much, and I appreciate this. And to the listeners, thank you. You know, I might come up with the idea, but you are the ones who make it happen. So thank you. You may not be there, but you will be there.
Oh, it's a great event, and it'll touch you. It'll touch your heart.
It will touch you.
No doubt about it.
If I'm crying on the radio, you should see me on the 17th. I'm just a mess.
No, you're all right. You've really organized this very, very well, and the website is beautiful, too. You can see some pictures of last year as well. Of all the people laying the wreath and putting the wreaths together. It's kind of fun. It's nice. It's somber. It's nice. And we play a little patriotic and Christmas music and do it with smiles and with great emotion and great thanks in our hearts. Yeah,
and the Live Free or Die chapter of the Nam Knights come out. They complain about nothing. They will power through. They're amazing. And M&T Bank, can't thank you enough. You stepped up and helped us get down that road a lot faster.
Wonderful donation.